The service honored Victoria Gray Adams, lifelong civil rights activist raised in a segregated Mississippi. In 1962, she was denied the right to vote because she was black, and responded by organizing a school to educate and empower others. Victoria Gray Adams challenged segregationist politics in Mississippi and beyond for the rest of her life. At the Petersburg Memorial Service, her granddaughter Imani reminded the crowd of Adams' accomplishments.
She marched on Washington in 1963 with Dr. King and Rev. Jesse Jackson. My grandmother has been featured as many PBS documentaries, including the award-winning Eye on the Prize.
Lesser known are Victoria Gray Adams' work and life in Petersburg, Virginia, where she lived for the last 30 years with her husband, Buddy. Adams founded the campus ministry at Virginia State University, volunteered with her church and Petersburg Urban Ministries, and taught others to apply principles of the civil rights movement to local problems. Petersburg Mayor Annie Mickens saw the impact of Miss Adams' life.
I am grateful to this day that I was able to learn of the wonderful love, the compassion, and a bridge builder that Victoria represented for this nation.
Because of her work empowering others, Victoria Gray Adams is survived by a legacy of loved ones who will continue to build those bridges even now that she is gone. In Petersburg, Lydia Wilson for WVTF News.